Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 115. Visible translated text is as follows. 119 seen girls once or twice come in with their fingers mashed, come into the toilet room, and go to the sink after they had washed their fingers. I don't know when I heard that Mrs. White said that she had seen a Negro sitting on the box. I think I read it in the paper sometime that week. The big spot of blood I was talking about was occasioned by the girls whose sickness was on them. I have never seen Mr. Frank or anybody else have anybody down at the office at any time drinking beer or doing anything of the sort. I did not go down and see blood on second floor near dressing room. Miss Mary Perk, sworn for the defendant. I am one of the four ladies working at the National Pencil Company. I am at the head of the polishing department. I have been there about 5 years. I talked with Jim Conley Monday morning after the murder. I accused him of the murder. He took his broom and walked right out of the office, and I have never seen him since. His character for truth and for veracity is bad. I would not believe him on oath. Cross-examination. I suspected Jim as early as Monday, April 28th. I did not report it to Mr. Frank then. I don't know why I didn't. I knew that Gant and Newt Lee and Mr. Frank had been arrested. Yes. I have never said anything about it to anybody. I suspected Jim because he looked and acted so different. I told Mr. Arnold and Mr. Rosser about it when they asked me about it. That was after Jim was arrested. Jim acted very peculiar, but I thought best not to say anything about it. I knew the company was anxious to get the murderer, but I just didn't mention it. I don't know why. I mentioned it to several of the girls standing around, Miss D. Denham, Miss McCord, Mrs. Johns, and several others. I accused Jim before I saw the blood at the ladies' dressing room. It was all smeared over with some kind of white stuff. It covered about 2 feet in area. I mentioned it to the girls before Jim was arrested. I am not sure whether it was before or after. It was after the coroner's inquest. I have seen several spots in the factory that looked like that spot many times. All kinds of spots. I have seen spots before that looked like that. I don't exactly know when. My opinion is that Mr. Frank is a perfect gentleman. I always found him to be out in my dealings with him. I have never heard any of the girls say anything about him. I have never heard of a single thing immoral that he did do in those 5 years. I have never heard of his going in the girls' dressing room. I have never heard of his slapping them as he would go by. I have never heard Mr. Frank talk to Mary. I have never heard of the time Mr. Frank had her off in the corner there when she was trying to go back to work.